Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the heart of the South Hills, Wani, we got good news and bad news. The good news is that our Highlanders are off to a 4-2 start, my man.
Is that right, huh?
Yep. Big face-off against West A this Friday night.
Well, that's what do they play? 9, 10 games? Fill me in. I lost track.
Ten games. 10 games. They'll wrap up at Peters Township at the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah, I was up there last summer and had a chance to meet the head coach and a few of the people up there in the South Hills, and they seemed enthused about the program. You know, they seemed excited.
Coach Cooley's a good dude. So it's always nice when you come back to Baldwin. Dave wants that with us, Fox College football analyst here on the Fan Morning Show. Here's the bad news. Pitt has played 2 ranked teams this year, and they haven't looked particularly good against either Penn State or Central Florida. What is the hardest part, you think, this season for Pat Narduzzi and getting this team to progress from where they have been the last few years, particularly when you consider he started very well the first couple of seasons with a couple of big wins?
Well, you know, I had a chance to talk to Pat, April, May. And, you know, he was just so excited about his defense. And I talking to some people up there, you know, they finally had some depth on the defensive line. And you guys know me. I mean, that's always been a priority for me. You know, get some defensive linemen and some backs, and I'll kind of fill the rest of it in. You know, I guess I would just go back to the defense. And I know they made a change with the coordinator and the guy they hired. I thought that was a great hire. I mean, I know all those guys at Northwestern real well. You know, to me, I guess I was hoping that the defense would, with the depth that they had, would be able to carry the offense a little bit from the standpoint with the young quarterback. You know, you knew that he was going to take him a little bit of time. Everybody was excited. I said that last year. I said, you know, everybody was fired up about beating Miami. I said, I don't, that was a great win. I said, but the best thing that I saw from the Miami game last year, we were doing that game, I think find a quarterback, you know, a kid that can make some plays and with his arm and with his feet. So I, you know, but he was a young kid, so I knew that it was going to take him a little bit of time. But I don't know. You know, they got enough seniors on that team. Those guys know what to do. The players got to make some plays. I mean, there's no question about that. I think they know what they're doing from a X and O standpoint. You know, Pat's defensive background. They got a new defensive coordinator in there. Sean Watson on offense. I mean, I know him. You know, so I got a pretty good feel for what they're doing. Got to get players to make plays, man. I wish there was an easy way. Go recruit, you know.
Dave, is football, particularly college football, we were talking about this. I know Jim Colony and I were talking about this in the break just a little while ago. Is it built on leverage enough anymore? Do they use the fullback? Do they use a tight end grouping enough? Are things gotten too wide on offense?
Well, no, they definitely have gotten wide on offense. I mean, you know, you watch what – now, I say that, and you know, there are still teams, there are two-back teams. I mean, you look at the Wisconsin with Paul Chris does. I mean, and you look what Kirk Ferentz does at Iowa. So, I mean, Jim Harbaugh at Michigan now, he's kind of gone back to that.
Well, I'll put it this way. Now, granted, they were playing with their third quarterback. Clemson got in a jam against Syracuse, and the way they got out of it, they said, we're going to line up and we're going to run it down your throat. We're going to kick your ass. And that's what happened at the end of that game.
Right. Yeah, and the quarterback made a great throw on 4th and 6 when they had to. So, I'd give him a little bit of credit. But, yeah, what you're saying is easier said than done. I mean, you know, Pat, you got to have a philosophy. There's a lot of different ways to win, okay? A lot of different ways. Saban won 3 national championships running a power-eye offense. And now, you know, he's opened it up a little bit because he's got a quarterback he can throw it. You know, I use that as an example a lot. There's a lot of different ways to do it and win a championship. You know, I just think you have to make a commitment on what you believe in, and then you recruit players that way to, you know, that are good enough to go out there and execute what you want to do. I mean, it's you can't go back and forth. You know, it's not a fad thing. I mean, because you know what happens if you start changing things that way. You know, now you got to make adjustments in the middle of the game. You got to make adjustments week to week, and it's really, if it's not what you are knowledgeable and know about, and you're just kind of doing it because everybody's doing it, then it gets you on that end. You can't make the adjustments, and you get beat.
Fox College football analyst.
I've always just believed you do what you believe in, but you got to get players. You know, and when I was there, I mean, you know, you guys knew I was gonna. It was Henry Hanoski, and it was Shady and Dion and those guys, and Larod Stevens, and that's what we were gonna do. And I probably slighted the quarterback in the passing game a little bit, to be honest with you. But I really felt like we could win a championship doing that and playing great defense, you know, on top of it.
Fox College football analyst Dave Wannstedt with us here on the Fan Morning Show. And Dave, this kind of feeds back on a conversation we were having earlier in the show, more about the NFL, but it's almost as if the college game informs the philosophy at the NFL level now, where we're seeing spread offenses and passing numbers put up that we've never seen before in the pro game. Do you get the feeling that it's because the athletes in the NFL game are now coming from a college, many college systems, where that's what they've done? That's how they've learned to play the game.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, I know for a fact that they're going through that here in Chicago, you know, with Mitch Trubisky. He ran the spread down there at North Carolina. And, at Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. I mean, that's what they were, you know, they were throwing it 50 times a game down here at Texas Tech where he came from, and they're running a lot of those plays. You know, quarterbacks are so hard to find. You know, if you find a guy that's got some talent, you have to make some adjustments and do some things that he's familiar with and that he can execute. And I think that's definitely why you're seeing this. And then, you know, the rules have changed such that make it a little bit harder on the defense. You know, as far as hitting the quarterback and hitting receivers downfield, I mean, all the rule changes, guys, that are taking place are all to help scoring and help excitement and all that stuff from an offensive standpoint. So I think the combination of both those things, are the reason that you're seeing what you're seeing in today's game, and it's carrying over to the NFL.
And something carries over the NFL, too, is an inability to tackle. And we thought about this, though. With the limited time you have in college, and then in the NFL, you can't risk injury. When do you get to practice tackling, Dave? Is that the biggest problem? When can you go out and run tackling drills?
Well, you got to do it. I mean, tackling, I've always thought that tackling is, it's no different than jumping rope. You know what I mean? You go out, the first time you jump rope, if you haven't done it, it's going to be awkward. It's going to be difficult. If you did it every day, I don't care what your athletic ability is, you become better at it, right? It's a skill that you acquire. And I always thought tackling was that way too. And you can't maybe put guys to the ground, but and these coaches are still working on it. They're just not having full speed scrimmages like they did when back in the day, you know, but they're working on tackling. And it's unfortunately missing the full speed practice tackling. What you're seeing is a lot of big plays in the secondary on the NFL level and on the college level. Now a guy breaks in the secondary and you got a safety back there that's made zero full speed, take him to the ground tackles, and he misses, you know, because he hasn't done it.
Dave Wannstedt with us, Fox College football analyst, of course, former Pitt Panthers head coach here on the Fan Morning Show. Dave, you had an interesting opinion and an interesting breakdown of that fourth down call that James Franklin took a lot of heat for Saturday night against Ohio State.
Well, you know what? Let's give the coaches some credit, okay? You don't just call plays and decide, okay, let's run this to take a chance. You talk about this during the course of the week, so you know what you want to do. Then you have to adjust that a little bit by what the defense is doing. You know, Greg Schiano, I know him well. He loved that stunt. That used to drive me crazy, the one that they ran. You know, it's not your typical tackle out, end around stunt. He likes to bring the end all the way around to that A-gap. You know, it's kind of a real long twist. I don't know if I'm making sense over the phone or not. So it's a pass rush stunt, you know, and obviously they thought that they were going to throw the ball. And the look that they had, the pre-look that he had, though, I looked at that play 10 times. If you walk to the line of scrimmage and you're going to run that play, he had both tackles wide, he had both ends wide, So the look, if they call that play, it's an easy the decision, not an easy, the decision for McSorley would be to hand the ball off because he could not keep it and get around the edge by the look that the defense gave him. And then on the snap of the ball, it all changed, and you get hit in the mouth, you get hit in the backfield. Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, you're going to run it, throw it. I'm not going to second-guess a coach. They had their reasons for doing it. It did seem like, you know, I don't know if you'd call a running play on fourth and five, unless you are 100% sure, and obviously they must have felt that way.
With that inside zone, though, when you run that, isn't that a case of Greg Schiano being a pretty old bear and understanding to have his guys kind of be veteran guys, though? It seemed to me that was Greg Schiano outwitting a younger guy, to be honest with you.
You know what? I'd like to say that because Greg is a very close friend of mine. I love Greg. But I think he just had the right call with the right play. I mean, I know you guys are looking for more, but that's kind of the reality of it, guys.
No, you nailed it today, Wani. We appreciate it, man. We'll go light a candle at St. Wendelin's for you.
There you go. I haven't been there in a while, but I can use the candles.
Wani, we love it. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, see you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks. God, I love that man. Dave wants that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.